Live from downtown Coffeyville, it is the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm your host, Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning as we're joined in studio by Montgomery County Action Council's Tricia Purton. Trish, thanks so much for doing some shuffling around. I know Memorial Day was, holiday, busy. Some people had to work. Some people had the day off. We had a lot of programming, so I appreciate you doing some rescheduling. Trisha, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so plenty to talk about out of Montgomery County Action Council, latest news, conferences upcoming, as well as your guys' annual meeting is actually this week.
It's
coming up.
This Thursday is our annual meeting and barbecue. We're really excited. So this year, we were planning on having Secretary of Commerce David Tolan as our keynote. But obviously, with all the disasters happening in Kansas, Governor Kelly has all of the cabinet members up in Topeka to be prepared with that recovery effort. So we're lucky enough to have our keynote be Andrew Knave. He is the president of the Kansas Economic Development Alliance, and I serve on that board of directors as well. But they give guidance for the entire state of Kansas and all of our economic developers, city managers, on initiatives and programs to help our communities grow.
Absolutely. Well, and he's coming, I believe, from the Wichita area, correct? Or where does he come?
He is. He's the executive director of the Greater Wichita Area Partnership. So he covers several counties that surround Wichita. So he really understands economic development. He's been doing this for a very long time. But the good news is he's also an SEK guy. He is a graduate of Pitt State University. So
awesome.
He understands our region. But most importantly, he really understands what's going on in Montgomery County. He understands what's going on in Kansas and will give us some ideas to what to look forward to under the new administration and some of the initiatives that we're trying to roll out with the Kansas Economic Development Alliance to further business growth in Kansas.
Great. Yeah, sounds like, and you can understand the all hands on deck kind of approach. So, you know, he's off busy, but you got to appreciate Knave kind of stepping in, and it's going to be just as good of a talk. You know, like he had said, he's done this for a long, long time. He's going to have some great notes. And some things that maybe somebody hasn't heard before. And I think that's one of the best parts of these meetings and kind of everything that you guys do as well, being able to be transparent with a lot of our legislative leaders and then also the economic developmental leaders as well throughout the area. So that'll be pretty neat. It'll be pretty neat for him to be out there. What time does it all get going on?
So happy hour starts at 5:30. We always have some networking time. And then the meeting will start at 6 o'clock promptly. And then we'll have our start. We'll start a meeting at 6, and then we'll go ahead and go to dinner. And then Andrew will speak after dinner.
Great, great. Again, very, you know, informative. Informative for you to get out there, and not only that, but it's exciting to kind of hear where the development may lead potentially. Because, like you said, he's been doing this for a long time. I'm sure he's seen many counties up in the Wichita area and around Kansas grow, you know, substantially within decades' time. So. It'll be pretty neat. That'll be pretty neat. And then also, you guys, the following day, didn't really look like you had given yourself a break here.
No.
But you go from your annual meeting into your golf tournament as well.
Yes. So the reason why we did that was to try to get more of our legislators that are coming anyway for our golf tournament to come the night before for our annual meeting to really see what's going on in Kansas and hear more about what MAC is doing to further our economy in Southeast Kansas. And so by doing that, we will be able to have some of our legislators at the evening before.
Nice.
So we'll be able to network with them a little bit more. If you don't play golf, it gives an additional opportunity to network with them.
Yeah.
So
and, again, this is a prime example. I'll tell you what, the transparency, whether they're legislative leaders or economic, I appreciate these events. Putting them back to back as well, so it's good. You know, like you said, if you're not really a golf person by any means, then you can still have the opportunity to sit down and talk with them. Who all is expected to be there for the dinner and the golf tournament as well?
So we have several of our Southeast Kansas area legislators that are going to be there. Jim Kelly will certainly be there. Senator Dan Goddard, Representative Rich Prell, Representative Doug Blex, and some of the others from Southeast Kansas will be there. So,
very nice.
Be a great opportunity to network with them. We're also planning on having some leaders from Topeka and from other state organizations that'll be at the golf tournament. They'll probably be running the beverage carts, so that way they'll get a chance to talk to everyone at some point. So this year we're really trying to make an effort that everyone will hopefully get a chance to talk to Jim Kelly, and everyone will get a chance to talk to Representative Rich Prell or Dan Goddard, because a lot of time they'll end up on one team and you hardly get to talk to them. So this year, there are a lot of them are running the beverage carts. So if you want a beer, you got to talk to your legislator.
I love it. I love it. You know, kind of pressing the initiative to go out and spark that conversation. And what a cool idea as well. You know, throw them on the beverage cart.
Yep.
We'll have them come around to you. as much. So golf tournament wise, I'm sure, you know, do you have to sign up when you're there, or are signups already passed at this point, considering it's this week?
If you bring your own cart, you can sneak in and you can definitely attend. We do have a few more openings, although, yeah, I think our pretty chairman, tight. Mike Avey of Community State Bank, will probably be not so happy if I had very many more at this point. But if you bring your own cart, we're probably okay with that.
Yeah, you come overly prepared, we'll probably be able to squeeze you in. Exactly. But again, the annual meeting is a great opportunity not only to listen in to some great insight for economic development, but many of these legislative leaders will be down there as well. So any final notes of both either the annual meeting or golf tournament that you wanted to kind of hit on, or, you know, wait, really, what are the benefits of our listeners going up there and attending those?
Well, again, it's so you can meet with your legislators and some of our area officials. City commissioners will be there as well. It's a great opportunity to really have a good conversation. If you have an issue or concern, they'll be right here ready to talk and learn about what your concerns are. And we of course, want to thank our sponsors, CVR Energy, Commercial Bank. We have Atmos Energy. Oh, I'm going to list them all. CRMC. But we have several amazing sponsors that will help putting this on, and it really is an opportunity for all of our businesses to get the word out about what issues they might be facing in this upcoming year. Because really, the fall is when a lot of that work is done with legislative research. So if you have a concern, this is the time to bring it in front of them.
Yeah, at least bring it up. You know, there's always that saying, they want you to know you before you need you, and that could apply to so many different things. So. Again, the annual meeting golf tournament is later this week. Patricia, one more time for maybe listeners that couldn't get to a pen and paper or just now tuning in. What time is that annual meeting, as well as the golf tournament and the place where they happen?
Oh, yeah. So annual meeting is this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the Coffeyville Country Club. It'll be barbecue. And then the golf tournament starts at 8 o'clock registration at the Coffeyville Country Club as well. And then tee off is at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Good deal. Is it a shotgun style, or do you have everybody go off on the first tee? Or, I mean, what is the style with that?
Oh, yeah, shotgun style. Oh. And you don't have to be a great golfer to participate in our golf tournament. Typically, the best hitter keeps everyone moving through the course, and it's a really good opportunity for networking more than...
Yeah, I think that's, again, the premise of it. You know, you can have your competitive on another day. This is more for networking opportunities, so... Well, tell me a little bit about this recon that you attended. Was it last week, or when did you go?
Yeah, so it was over a week ago now. So it's the annual retail recruitment conference, and we go every year. I think this is my sixth year to attend. I guess, man, I don't gamble, and I'm allergic to cigarette smoke, so doesn't go over well usually for me.
Yeah, not at all.
So it's usually all business all the time for me when I'm out there. But it's a great conference. It's the opportunity to talk with those retailers that might be considering a rural market like ours. This is the same conference that I went to a couple years ago when we were able to get Dollar Tree, the new Dollar General built, the Shoe Sensation brought to town here in Coffeyville. So it's a great opportunity. We got three of those businesses at that conference when I guess it was 3 years ago now. So we're really excited to go again. This was probably the most productive and successful conference I've been to. I was jam-packed with meetings, back-to-back meetings of businesses who are very interested in coming to Montgomery County. Seeing the progress we're seeing in downtown Independence with Apricot Lane and Dickie's Barbecue opening, some of the new brewery coming into town. Those businesses want to locate next to those other high-traffic stores. So we got a lot of interest. Also having an opportunity with the Dalton Defenders Inn right there at 166 and 169 being available. You know, the rumor's always been that Walgreens was taking a look at Coffeyville years ago, and then the deal fell apart because the location wasn't quite large enough that they needed. So now we have a location that's large enough. So we're really trying to work some of those deals to get something like that going, a large development that ties that main intersection into our downtown to really bring those outside visitors into our downtown.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are appreciative of that, because there's, you know, 23 years and I'm very, you know, don't have too much experience underneath my belt, but these types of conferences, regardless of what it is, whether it's for education, school, for jobs, or whether you're going out looking for businesses, conferences and large, you know, programs like this are the best way to find it. And it looks like you guys have found a pretty good one out there in Las Vegas. And again, I'm sure our listeners are appreciative that, you know, you're even taking those actions. You're even going to Las Vegas, and I'm sure there's some here in Kansas, some around the nation as well that you go to. And It may not result in anything, but like you said, last year or whatever, the couple of calendar years ago it was, you landed a couple of, you know, standout businesses here and hoping to get some more.
Yep.
So, again, if I've learned anything, it's those conferences. They're very, you know, beneficial. Regardless, again, those businesses, maybe they don't sign up this year, but, hey, we heard about you last year because you were here. And, again, I'm sure our listeners as well, very appreciative that you guys take those initiatives. So, well, again, those conferences are important. And now, speaking about importance of conferences here, it seems like this one is also going to be very beneficial. Next week, you had, do you go to Washington, D.C.?
I do.
Okay,
so
there it is. So the international conference.
It is. So Select USA, it's the International Trade Conference. It's the conference when all of the United States economic developers, the lead ones from the states, go and present opportunities to international businesses who are looking at bringing their business to the United States. It is a very select conference. You have to be vetted, security clearances and everything in order to even go. So we're really excited.
VIP.
It is. It is. So we're going as part of Team Kansas, which is the large economic development recruitment marketing team for economic development in the state of Kansas, as well as a few other communities. Wichita will obviously be there, Overland Park, I think McPherson and El Dorado. So we are definitely the only rural community who are going as part of Team Kansas. So we're pretty excited to capture that niche. But we're also one of the communities that has two available buildings. And everything we've talked and learned about is that international businesses really love vacant buildings because, I mean, if you go to Europe, there's definitely nothing like that. China, yeah. Nothing like that.
Nope.
So this is an opportunity for those businesses to open up here. And it's a lot of it are entrepreneurs, startups that are looking to expand or open their business in the United States. And that's where you see the big growth that happens really fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, you make a good point, and a lot of people don't realize it as well. I've been fortunate to be able to travel, and you know, a lot of those cities and internationally and even on the Far East Coast as well, they have to build up. I mean, they have to build trees on levels that are up and up just to compensate. So I'm sure businesses would appreciate some space and
yes.
a vacant building and opportunity, I think, is what they see more. And as do many great entrepreneurs, as they see could be a decrepit old building, doesn't matter, but still something with potential, and yeah. they see what it, you know, could be at one time. So explain to our listeners a little bit more about how they are, because I think this is really cool. The program that they're going to be able to use to, you know, it's on an iPad that they can look around and look at these vacant buildings with.
Yeah, so we're really lucky enough to have George Isley of Midwest Real Estate and Auctions. Excuse me. He has a software system that does a 3D video of a facility. So he did a tour of Amazon and Southmire, and you can virtually walk through Amazon on my iPad and tour the entire building. Click on a pillar, click on the floor, and it'll tell you, oh, it's 6-inch concrete floors, 50-foot spacing between columns if you click on the column. Click on the ceiling as you're walking through the building, and it'll tell you that it's got a 36-foot clear height. It's pretty amazing technology, and it allows us to have a site selector or a business walk through a facility like they were in Coffeyville without the expense of flying in from China or Sweden. Mm-hmm. To tour our facilities, and it gives us a leg up over our competition because, again, this is 50 states recruiting for their state for economic development. So it's new technology. Not many people have it. So I really feel like we've got a good opportunity to showcase our facilities.
Yeah, you're right. A lot cheaper to fly into D.C. or Richmond or something like that than down here into the Midwest. But I think it kind of sounds like Google Maps on steroids. Much more in-depth, but it's at the same time a tour of your building. I mean, that's really neat. And so, George Isley, I mean, did he go through and as many pictures as it? Or I'm just so blown away by the process. Is it like a video? Like you said, you can literally just inch your way through the building.
Yeah, you literally just touch and you walk. It's like your finger is walking you through the entire building. It's a 3D virtual reality camera that he films it with, and it's pretty amazing technology.
I was going to say, I might have to play around on your iPad one of these days or something like that.
Absolutely.
That sounds pretty neat. So, again, this is a very neat conference. When exactly is it taking place? Next week, I know, but what day will you be there?
So I fly in on Sunday night, and the conference is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll fly back out Wednesday night because I don't like to be away from my family for too long. I have two little ones. So
absolutely.
But we go in there, and it's going to be an intense 3 days. We're pretty much booked solid the whole time that we're there. with businesses who are interested in coming to Kansas. Of course, I'll be representing the state of Kansas as well as part of Team Kansas, and then attending some trainings on some of those foreign trade investment programs that are available, opportunity zones, making sure that we're well-trained and ready to offer those programs to those businesses.
Yeah, and again, it may just be, like you'd mentioned, it was tough to get into the conference, let alone be there, so it may just be your initial meeting, but at the same time, you know, we kind of have an edge up, being the only rural area within Kansas. I'm sure other states do, but as well. But here in Kansas specifically, you know, the only rural option that they may have with two big available vacant buildings. So
exactly.
I like it. I think that shows promise, certainly. So again, annual meeting coming up this week. Trish heads off to Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and she'll have a very neat international conference. I can't wait to get some more news out of that. We'll talk about that next time that we talk with Montgomery County Action Council. Trish, any final notes or words that you wanted to get out for our listeners before we lose you?
Well, I was just going to say congratulations to Coffeyville on their 150th birthday.
That was a lot of fun.
We had a great time at the celebration this last weekend, and I can't wait to see all the additional activities that are going to be happening this year. And another shout out, if you follow the Montgomery County Chronicle, it's also Montgomery County's birthday, 150th birthday, yesterday. So shout out to Montgomery County as a whole. It's our birthday. So everyone, you know, have a little birthday party.
Yeah, it was very neat. It was good to see you down there as well. You and the kiddos got to enjoy some sun, got to enjoy a very neat day it was. So, yeah, big shout out. The city did a great job with that. And then Montgomery County, I was unaware myself. So happy birthday, everybody here in Montgomery County that has lived, whether it's like me just for a year or for your whole life. Doesn't matter. So
exactly.
Either way, that is Montgomery County Action Council's Trisha Purdon. Trish, thanks so much for all the great news, and we'll check in with you later on.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sam.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.